From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with a piece for solo viola. There aren't too many compositions for the viola as a solo instrument in the classical repertoire, but in 2019, the Danish DeCapo label issued an entire CD of solo viola works by contemporary Danish composers, all performed by the competent violist Rafael Altino. We'll listen to a piece composed in 2014 by Anders Kappel, a composer who likes to explore the more expressive capabilities of his instruments. The piece is simply titled For Viola, inspired in part by Baroque compositional techniques. The work is in two movements, Adagio and Allegro con brio.
Thank you.
Music of Anders Kappel for viola, a two-movement solo viola composition from 2014, Adagio and Allegro con brio, respectively, performed by violist Rafael Altino, from a 2019 compact disc titled Works for Solo Viola, released on the DeCapo label, the recording arm of the Danish state public broadcaster. In addition to music of Anders Kappel, the CD also features works by Paul Ruders, Niels Rossing-Shaw, Karsten Fundel, Søren Niels Eichberg, and Bent Sorensen, respectively. Up next, we have a very familiar piece of early 20th century American classical music, performed in a rather unconventional fashion. The piece, Rhapsody in Blue, a composition fusing classical and jazz ideas, the work of course, composed by George Gershwin, completed in 1924, commissioned by Paul Whiteman, and orchestrated several times by Ferdi Groff. The original work was premiered for the first time as part of a concert titled An Experiment in Modern Music, which took place in Aeolian Hall in New York City on February 12th of 1924. With Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, George Gershwin himself performing on piano. This arrangement is by the Blue Chamber Quartet, a quartet from Austria and Germany, combining classical discipline with jazz improvisation. The members of the quartet are Julia Barta, piano, Angelika Ziemann, harp, Thomas Schindel, vibraphone, and Holger Michalski, bass. Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Thank you. George Gershwin's 1924 masterpiece, Rhapsody in Blue, performed here by the Blue Chamber Quartet, Julia Bartha, piano, Angelika Zeman, harp, Thomas Schindel, vibraphone, and Holger Michalski, bass. An example of what some have called third stream music, the combination of classical and jazz musical ideas. This is taken from a 2015 compact disc on the Cuviello Classics label, the album titled Rhapsody in Blue. In addition to the title piece, the quartet also perform music of Mark Glentworth, Blues for Gilbert, Alan Shawn, Three Dance Portraits, Isaac Albéniz, Suite Española, and the overture to Leonard Bernstein's Candide. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, where you'll find much more information about the show, including detailed program playlists and also streaming audio of full-length episodes. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, look for Classics and Beyond, program number 1906. We'll conclude the hour with music of English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. We'll hear his Concerto in A Minor for Oboe and Strings, composed during 1943 and 1944, just after Vaughan Williams completed his Fifth Symphony. As a result, the Fifth Symphony and the Oboe Concerto have a great deal in common. In fact, the opening movement of the concerto is a revision of a scherzo movement, which was initially composed for use in the Fifth Symphony. We'll conclude the hour with music of English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. We'll hear his Concerto in A Minor for Oboe and Strings, composed between 1943 and 1944, just after Vaughan Williams had completed his Fifth Symphony. As a result, the symphony and concerto have a great deal in common. For example, the opening movement of the concerto is a revision of a scherzo, which was originally intended for use as part of the symphony. The concerto was dedicated to the British oboist Leon Gussens. Initially, the piece was to be premiered as part of a Proms concert in London on July 5th of 1944. Unfortunately, due to the threat of Nazi rocket raids over the city, the Proms season was curtailed that year. The piece finally premiered in Liverpool on September 30th of 1944, with Malcolm Sargent conducting the Liverpool Philharmonic with Leon Gussens as featured soloist. The work is in three movements: Rondo Pastoral, Minuet and Musette, and Scherzo, respectively. This performance features oboist Sarah Jeffrey with the string section of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, Peter Ungen conducting.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Concerto in A Minor for Oboe and Strings of Ralph Vaughan Williams from 1944, Rondo Pastoral, Minuet and Musette, and Scherzo, respectively. Featuring oboist Sarah Jeffrey and the string section of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, Peter Ungen conducting. This performance, recorded in 2017, marking Peter Ungen's 14th year as conductor of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, and released as part of a CD on the English Chandos label in 2018, containing four Vaughan Williams compositions. His Piano Concerto, Oboe Concerto, Serenade to Music, a vocal quartet piece, and Flos Campi, or Flowers of the Field, a work for solo viola, chorus, and chamber orchestra. And with that, we've reached the end of another edition of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you'd like to get in touch, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Once again, this is Classics and Beyond, program number 1906. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.